This is the brief on choosing between glue-down and floating timber floors. We're looking at the two main wood flooring installation methods and why picking the wrong one could literally wreck your renovation. Now, to understand why a floor might fail, we got to look at how it physically attaches to your house. First, the mechanics. Glue-down, or direct stick, uses heavy-duty polyurethane adhesive to permanently bond boards right to concrete or plywood. Floating floors are never actually attached. The boards simply lock together over acoustic foam using gravity. It's like welding a part straight to a car's chassis, whereas a floating floor is more like dropping a giant, heavy, interlocking rug across the room. Because that rug isn't glued down, it radically changes how the floor behaves. Second, the living experience. Glue-down floors offer a premium, rock-solid feel with super quiet walking, and they're perfect for underfloor heating. Floating floors get a hollow, click-clack echo. They also naturally expand, meaning you need visible expansion gaps. So what happens if you put a massive stone kitchen island on top of a floating floor? Well, it pins it down, causing the wood to aggressively warp, peak, and buckle. So if gluing performs better, why ever choose floating? Finally, it comes down to cost and longevity. Floating floors are way cheaper and faster. You can literally walk on them the exact same day. Glue down is expensive, requires meticulous subfloor leveling, moisture testing, and up to 48 hours to cure. But glue down wins long term. Since it's totally stationary, it can be aggressively sanded decades later to look brand new. Ultimately, floating floors are a fast, budget-friendly solution for a quick renovation, while gluing down is the premium long-game investment for a rock-solid lifetime floor.